It's time now for Detoxifying the Soul, brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries.
Hello, I'm Kathy Harris, and I'm so glad that you joined me here today on Detoxifying the Soul. Detoxifying the Soul is a strategic antidote sent forth from the kingdom of God to eradicate every negative toxic influence of your past. We're here to root out, pull down, throw down, and destroy every hindrance in your spirit, soul, and body so that you can fulfill your unique God-given destiny. You know, the word detoxify comes from the root word detox, which simply is a place where people come to be detoxified. Well, you're in the right place at the right time so that you can begin the process of spiritual detoxification through the Word of God. When you detoxify something or someone, you are removing the toxic or poisonous substance or counteracting its toxic effects. Jesus declares in John 15:3, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." God has some things to say to you today. So come on, launch out into the deep and defeat the enemies of your soul.
And many times we lock up things that are precious to God that he has entrusted to us through procrastination, hesitation. Some child, some orphan is waiting on your gift. Some motherless child is waiting on you. You say, "Well, Kathy, you're just putting a guilt trip on us." No, we're it. We are it. And we have to hear him. God has divine providence for us. He wants to guide us. He wants to lead us. Because somebody's calling. Somebody's asking him, "God, if you're real. God, if you really are a God." God says, "Okay, wake up. Wake up. I need you to go somewhere for me. But I can't speak. I'm just a child." And God told Jeremiah, "Don't say that, because he is not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God." He equips. He gives us the words to say, because his words will destroy yokes and lift burdens. His words will cause blind eyes to open and deaf ears to hear. His words will cause those who are in darkness to come into the marvelous light. His words are life. They are spirit. God's word. God told Jeremiah, he said, "Don't say that." He went on to tell Jeremiah something very significant. He said, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid, Jeremiah, because I'm going to be with you. I'm going to confirm my word with signs following." You know, on this road of divine providence, when you begin to step out and you begin to do the things and you begin to hear step by step, "Lord, okay, I know where I am and I know where you want me to go next. And okay, Lord, let's just do this. Let's go, let's do your will." There are enemies and there are things that will come to begin to war against your soul. You know, the Bible declares, let's turn there. I don't know if I did anything in 1 Corinthians, but let's turn to Matthew, because I'm running out of time. Chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. In Matthew chapter 16, we know the account of Jesus. He began to declare his destiny. And that's what we're supposed to do. When God tells you to do something, we're supposed to declare it. But sometimes, you know, people get afraid. So I'm not saying that because nobody's going to believe me. Or I'm not saying that because people just going to laugh at me. But Jesus began to declare his journey. He began to declare what the Father had called him to do. For this purpose was he born. He was a king. And he wasn't ashamed of what God had called him to do. And he began to tell his disciples and that he would go to Jerusalem and these things would happen to him. He would be persecuted and he would be killed. And in verse 22, the Bible says, then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. I want to read this to you out of another translation. It says, at this, Peter took him aside and commenced rebuking him, saying, listen to this, be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself, Lord. You will not have this destiny at all. Be kind to yourself. You don't have to seek God. Be kind to yourself. Don't get up and pray. Be kind to yourself. Your grandkids will make it. You don't have to keep praying for them. Be kind to yourself. Don't break a sweat. Don't put no effort to it. It's okay if you procrastinate on what God. Be kind to yourself. Somebody will do it. Be kind to yourself, he said. This destiny will not be yours. And he told him, he said, you know, you savor not those things that be of God, but those that be of man. Because the natural man will always walk in selfishness. The natural man will always try to preserve self. The natural man won't try to do anything in the love of God way. Be kind to yourself. You don't have to come to church. Be kind to yourself. Don't make it hard. This life is short. Don't be trying to do all that. Don't be trying to see God. Be kind to yourself. You don't have to be a good husband, huh? You don't have to treat your wife right, huh? Be kind to yourself. She ain't cook you dinner today, did she, huh? Be kind to yourself. You don't have to fulfill your purpose. Those people don't like you, no way. Why you keep praying and interceding for those people on your job? Why you keep praying for your uncle who raped you? Be kind to yourself. You don't have to do that. Just preserve yourself. Just think about me, myself, and I. You don't have to do none of that. You don't have to be kind to that cashier. You saw what she did. This destiny shall not be yours. There's a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to abort divine destinies. But God said, now are we the sons of God. The whole earth groans and travails, waiting on the manifestation of selflessness. Waiting on the manifestation of love. Waiting on the manifestation of the one and only true God. The whole earth groans and travails, waiting on the display of the sons of God. Declaring and proclaiming and speaking to governments and speaking to nations. Open unto me now in the name of Jesus. Lord, give me the heathen. The whole earth groans and travails, waiting for us to obey divine providence, divine guidance. Lord, where am I? Where am I going? How will I get there? Where are we? Where are we going? God wants to lead us there. Lord, you are my shepherd, and I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
We love him because he first loved us. Amen. He's been so good to us. And God wants us to reach that destination. God wants us to reach our destiny's end. He knows our end from our beginning. God knows the purpose in which he chose us for. He specifically picked us with his very own hands. God said, you over here and you over there. I need you up there. I need you down there. Divine call. Hey, hey, divine call. He's calling me one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you've called me for your divine purpose. And I'll be faithful and I'll be loyal. No matter the persecution, no matter the light afflictions, Lord, I'll be there. Lord, I'll show up on time. Lord, I'll finish the assignment without complaining. Lord, I'll follow you. Lord, I'll follow you because I trust you. I lean on you. I depend on you. I trust you. I trust you, Jesus. Oh, I trust you, Lord. I trust you. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not ashamed. I thank you.
Detoxifying the Soul has been brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries. For more information, go to detoxifyingthesoul.com.